passion narrative sort of speaks for itself. That's why church calls for a really short homily on Palm Sunday. I just wanted to point out one little detail. Just in general, Mark's gospel that we hear all this year, but his passion narrative, which we just read, you might call all of Mark's gospel a kind of race to the cross, right? There was a famous scholar that called Mark's entire gospel a passion narrative with an extended introduction. Because in relation to the other gospels, the percentage of Mark's gospel that's on the passion narrative, right, is a significantly higher percentage than the other three gospels. And so in a really kind of a unique way in Mark's gospel, to be a disciple of Jesus means to embrace the cross. And to lack a discipleship with Jesus means to run away when we suspect any hint of the cross. Right? In Mark's gospel, that's just really palpable, that to be a disciple of Jesus means we have to carry our crosses with him like he did on the road to Calvary. I just wanted to point out there's this one little detail in Mark's passion narrative that's not in any of the other three, and you might have heard it before. It's the naked guy that runs off. So just in case you missed it, right after the Garden of Gethsemane, they all left him and fled. Now a young man followed him wearing nothing but a linen cloth about his body. They seized him off naked. I was ordained a transitional deacon 12 years ago, the day before Palm Sunday. So my first homily ever in the church was on Palm Sunday of year B. And I decided to preach on this naked guy. And some of my buddies from the seminary said, that's kind of a weird way to start your preaching career, you know, to preach on this naked guy. But I just wanted to share with you, there's a really early tradition that really resonates with me, which the early tradition was that this was the gospel writer, Mark, who inserts himself into the story, right? Again, it's unique to his gospel. And it's kind of like Michelangelo supposedly subtly included himself or a feature of his body in a few of his paintings. This early tradition says that Mark inserts himself as the unnamed man in this account to suggest maybe some initial zeal, like, I'm not going to leave Jesus like the other disciples did right after the garden, but then very quickly, as soon as difficulty comes, as soon as they seize him, he runs off naked, almost to say, to look in the mirror at himself and saying, yeah, when things get tough, I too run from Jesus. When I suspect any hint of the suffering of the cross, I too run away from Jesus, just like the other disciples did. So let's see in this anonymous naked man in Mark's passion account, let's look in the mirror at ourselves. Let's expose ourselves. That's what that nakedness, I think, is meant to symbolize. Expose ourselves as sometimes failing disciples, like the 12 that ran from him, like this unnamed man. And let's recommit this Holy Week to travel with Jesus all the way to the cross. To be a disciple of Jesus means not to run from the sufferings and the difficulties of life, but rather to embrace the cross and follow Jesus all the way to Calvary.